भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 86 टेक्स्ट 27 28 एंड 29। श्रांतान अप्यथ तांदूरा जनकः स्वगृहागृतान् आनितेष्वासनाग्रेषु सुखासीनान् महामनः श्रान्तान् अप्यततान् दूराज् जनकः स्वगृहागृतान् आनितेष्वासनाग्रेषु सुखासीनान् महामनः श्रान्तानप्यथ तान्दूराश् जनकः स्वगृहागतान् आनितेष्वासनाग्रेषु सुखासीनान् महामनः। श्रान्तानप्यततान्दूराश् जनक स्वगृहान् गतान् अनीतेष्वासनाग्रेषु सुखासीनान् महामनः। श्रान्तानपि अथ तान्दूरान् सुखासीनान् महामनः। श्रान्तानप्यथ तान्दूराश् आनितेष्वासनाग्रेषु सुखासीनान् महामनः। माताजी श्रान्तानपि अथ तान्दूराश् जनका स्वगृहान् गतान् सानितेष्वास्वनाग्रेषु सुखसीनान् महान्मना। श्रान्तान् फटीग्ड् अपि indeed atha then tan them durat from a distance janakah king bahulashva a descendant of janaka sva to his griha home agatan come aniteshu which were brought out asana on seats agriyeshu excellent sukha comfortably asinan seated mahamanah very intelligent. So there are two more verses. We'll just read the verses and then we'll go into the translation. Pravriddha bhaktya udharsha ridayashra vilekshanaha natvatad angrin prakshalya tadapoloka pavanihi sakutumbo vahan murdna pujayam chakra ishvaram gandhamalyam varakalpa dhupa deepargya govrishaye. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. When King Bahulashva, a descendant of Janaka, saw Lord Krishna approaching his house from a distance with the sages, who were somewhat fatigued from the journey, he immediately arranged to have seats of honor brought out for them. After they were all comfortably seated, the wise king, his heart overflowing with joy and his eyes clouded by tears, bowed down to them and washed their feet with intense devotion. Taking the wash water, which could purify the entire world, he sprinkled it on his head and the heads of his family members. Then he worshipped all those great lords by offering them fragrant sandalwood paste, flower garlands, fine clothing and ornaments, incense, lamps, arghya, and cows and bulls. Purport. Srila Prabhupada comments, Bahulashva, the king of Videha, was very intelligent and was a perfect gentleman. He was astonished that so many great sages, along with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, were personally present in his home. He knew perfectly well that the conditioned soul, especially when engaged in worldly affairs, cannot be 100% pure. Whereas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His pure devotees are always transcendental to worldly contamination. Therefore, when he found that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and all the great sages were at his home, he was astonished and he began to thank Lord Krishna for His causeless mercy. The word Ishvara in this verse refers not only to the Supreme Lord, but also to the exalted sages in His company. This is confirmed by Acharya Sridhar Swami and Vishwanath Chakravarti. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Saavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare When King Bahulashva, a descendant of Janaka, saw Lord Krishna approaching his house from a distance with the sages, who were somewhat fatigued from the journey, he immediately arranged to have seats of honor brought out for them. After they were all comfortably seated, the wise king, his heart overflowing with joy and his eyes clouded by tears, bowed down to them and washed their feet with intense devotion. Taking the wash water which could purify the entire world, he sprinkled it on his head and the heads of his family members. Then he worshipped all those great lords by offering them fragrant sandalwood paste, flower garlands, fine clothing and ornaments, incense, lamps, arghya and cows and bulls. Hare Krishna. So I first seek the blessings of all the wonderful Vaishnavas assembled here, those who are here, not here, all my senior God brothers, to speak on this topic. This topic is especially wonderful because it is relating to topic of pure devotional service. Of course, entire Srimad Bhagavatam is about pure devotional service, but especially this portion, this verse, it gives a very good flavor of what are the activities, what is the consciousness of a devotee who is in pure, you know, consciousness, one who is very much attached to the Supreme Lord, one who is, whose whole life is around serving the Supreme Lord. So when such a devotee gets the great fortune of the Supreme Lord and the devotees, you know, his pure devotees visiting his home, What is the state of such a person? So that is very beautifully described in these three verses. So I certainly don't have qualification to speak about this pure devotional service, but for the service of, for the pleasure of the devotees, I'll try to present something. So if you see in the previous verses also, you know, in the verse 22 and 23 of this chapter, we are now currently doing 27 to 29, in the previous verses also, we can understand so much about, you know, what was the culture of Vedic times from these verses and what is the impact that the culture, impact on the culture of population in general, what happens when the king of a place, when the leader of a place, leader of an institution, leader of a place, leader of a country, leader of anything, when the leader is extremely, extremely thick Krishna consciousness, what happens to the people of that place? You know, it is very clear that, you know, when we are, you know, when we are in our, let's say in our offices or in our workplace, whatever is our karma bhumi, you know, whatever we are doing, generally we tend to be in mode of passion, sometimes mode of ignorance. And in such a place, even if we meet a devotee, just by chance, suppose you are out somewhere, you are going to meet some customer somewhere, and you meet a devotee, you know, in that office, suddenly you just bump into a devotee, they will be cordial, you know, you will say Haribol to each other, but you will not pay obeisances to each other, you will not embrace each other, You know, you will just say, Hari Bol Prabhu, how are you? How come here like this? But you will not be, you know, that Krishna conscious. But the same thing, when we come to the temple, when we come to Shri Radha Gopinath temple, or when we go to a dham, if you go to a dham, somehow the whole atmosphere in that dham is so surcharged with devotional service that there is no extraneous effort, there is no extra effort anyone has to put to be Krishna conscious. It's just the atmosphere is like that. You are just, you know, plugging into that atmosphere and you also can become Krishna conscious. And what to speak if that entire place, you know, is filled with devotees already. You know, devotees from here, when we go for yatra, you go to a dham, you go to Mayapur, go to Vrindavan, we go to various places, Udupi, Hampi, so many different places we have gone. When you go to these places, Jagannath Puri, already that place, it is because it is the dham of the Lord, already it is imbued with devotional qualities. Then add to that, there are thousands of devotees already over there. They are already living there, dham vasis. That is their day-to-day activity. Every day in Jaipur, you know, many devotees have spoken about it. Every day in Jaipur at 4:30 in the morning, you know, some 1 lakh people turn up at the temple. You know, I mean, not 1 lakh, maybe thousands of people turn up to take darshan of Shri Radha Govindji. And then, as soon as the aarti is over, they all disperse. And then the next morning, again, they are all seen there. So, it is wonderful, you know, all the dham vasis, because that is their center. Everything else is by the way, but you know, the devotional service of the Lord is in the center of their lives. Therefore, they are all there. So many, the influence of the place, the influence of the simple, you know, sincere devotional service of the dham vasis, and then 5,000 Vaishnavas from all over India, you know, all of all flavors, they also all turn up in the dham. And then, you know, there in that atmosphere with the dham vasis and all the devotees coming together, there when we perform devotional service, it's very simple. It's very easy to perform devotional service in such an environment. So, the place and the leader of the place makes a big difference. So, if you see over here in this Mithila, which yesterday I think Dwarkadish Prabhu was mentioning, it is 1300 kilometers away from Dwarka. But because the king Bahulashva over there, because he is a descendant of Janak Maharaj, and you know, he is performing devotional service in his home, he is worshipping his deities in his home very, very sincerely, daily. He never left that place. He was always in Mithila, and you know, he never thought that, oh, let me go and take darshan of the Lord. You know, he was just sincerely doing his devotional service. And because of his sincerity, because of the, you know, the determination with which he was performing sincerely his devotional service, therefore all the people living in Mithila are all devotees. It is natural. It's not that he has to put some fatwa, because I am Vaishnava, all of you must be Vaishnavas. It is just natural. They are all, you know, taking to Krishna consciousness, and they are all very, very Krishna conscious, very attached to the Supreme Lord, just because their leader is a king. So this is the influence that a king, you know, who is a leader, who is Krishna conscious, can have on his followers. Just by his being Krishna conscious, we can see when the Lord came into Mithila, and it is described in the previous verses, when Krishna came into Mithila, on his way from Dwarka to Mithila, his chariot was driving very fast. But still all the people, you know, along the way were able to take the darshan, the all auspicious darshan of the Supreme Lord, surrounded by his Paramhamsa Vaishnava devotees. It's not just Krishna, it is all the Paramhamsas who were there along with him. And they were all able to see Krishna and all these wonderful devotees. And it is described in the previous verses that till now they had only heard Naam Sunatha about Krishna, that, oh, Krishna is all attractive, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is Vishnu, you know, and like that they might have heard different things, you know, and they might have heard there is this great sage called Narada, then there is this person called Maharishi Vyas, then there is his transcendental son Sukhdev Goswami, there is Maitreya Rishi, there is Parashuram, even Parashuram was there, it's described in this description, even Parashuram was there, Lord Parashuram was there amongst all the sages. So they might have only heard in stories, katha. Now suddenly, they are getting to see all these people. just because of the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Along the way, so when Krishna is coming from Dwarka to Mithila, covering that long distance, people are able to see this wonderful sight. What a transcendental vision it must be, right? To just see this. You know, the Supreme Lord surrounded by His Paramahamsa devotees. And then, when He comes to Mithila, a beautiful description is given, how the simple devotion in the hearts of the Vaishnava just manifests. They, you know, the residents came forth with offerings in their hands. You know, they were ready. They might have already heard, oh, Krishna is coming, Krishna is coming. The news somehow spread and they knew. So they came forth with offerings in their hands. They didn't come empty-handed. Bhagwan are a Sakshat, Lord is coming with His devotees. Must have something. So they came with something to offer to the Supreme Lord. Maybe they came with flowers, they came with some offering, something. They didn't come empty-handed because Supreme Lord of their lives was coming. And then with their hands raised above their heads, they paid obeisances to the Supreme Lord. So this is the great fortune of, you know, Vaishnavas. If you see that, those who are sincerely following the process of devotional service, this is the great fortune that they have. One day or the other, the Supreme Lord reciprocates. It's a matter of time. It may happen today, it may happen after a few months, it may happen after a few years, it may happen after a few lifetimes also. But the process is so perfect, the process of devotional service is so perfect, as we purify our hearts gradually with determination. Yes, we may have anarthas still, we may still have bad habits, but if we follow the process of devotional service genuinely, sincerely, to the best of our ability, just keep going, don't stop. If we are able to just sincerely do it, ultimately look at what happens here. This pastime is like a wonderful pastime. It gives so much hope. It gives so much encouragement to the Vaishnavas that what can happen, what are the possibilities of the Supreme Lord can do anything. For Him, nothing is impossible. And only people whom we have only heard of, we have heard of Prabhupada, we have not seen. We have seen in videos, but we have not seen Prabhupada Sakshat. We have not seen Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We have not seen Krishna. We see Krishna every day, but we don't see. Pashyan api na pashyat. We see the Lord, but we don't see Him. We have not seen Sakshat Lord standing in front of us. Right? But here, these people had only heard. By hearing and by following, ultimately Lord appears in front of them. What great fortune. What greater fortune can be there than this? So, why they are so fortunate? Why, another angle to this great fortune. So not all of them may be devotees. Maybe, as we see in any place, in any situation, even with the best of facilities, with all the Supreme Lord, the Archa Vigraha, the Dham Vasis, everything, there will still be some people who are not devotees. But still, even they get to see Krishna and these great rishis coming there. Why? What is their qualification? Well, their qualification is simply that they are living with the Dhamvasis. They are just in the association of these Dhamvasis. They are there. And there are two very pure devotees living amidst them. Bahulashva and Shutadev. Just by the presence of these two great Vaishnavas, because they are in the association of these wonderful Vaishnavas, they are living in their midst. Therefore, they get this great fortune. It is like sometimes we don't have any great qualification. I don't know if I can give a mundane example to cover this, but we don't have any great qualification. But just because my friend, his father is very good friend with, let's say, some top businessman, very big shot. So, therefore, my friend is also known to that top big shot. So, because of that, I also get some benefit, whenever I am in trouble, my friend asks me, can I help, I know this guy, can I help? That's it. Just by being connected with somebody, sometimes we get the benefit. Here we can see these people who are living in Mithila, whether they are Vaishnavas or not, whether they are pure devotees or not, just because there are two pure devotees living there, the Supreme Lord comes all the way from Dwarka to Mithila, meets them and goes back. That's it. There's nothing much more described. He meets them, spends some time and he goes back. And because of that, you know, because they are in the association of these devotees, everyone gets the benefit. They get to see the Lord directly. You know, there are so many examples, small examples, but they are there. Like you see, like Ramanujacharya. When Ramanujacharya, there is that story that is given that he had just finished eating Mahaprasad. And then he went to wash his hands, you know, in the river. And while he was washing his hand, the Mahaprasad from his hands fell into the water. And one fish over there just came immediately, saw Ramanujacharya, saw the Mahaprasad, came, ate the Mahaprasad. As soon as it ate the Mahaprasad, it gave up its body. It took up a four-handed form, and maybe Vishnudutas came and took him back to Vaikuntha. And what happened in this process? All the disciples of Ramanujacharya who were witnessing this event, they were able to see. They were able to see this wonderful miracle that just by eating the Mahaprasad, which came from the lotus hands of Ramanujacharya and fell into the water, just by eating that, the fish attained a, you know, Sarupya Mukti. It got the four-handed form and went back, and the disciples were able to see the four-handed form. Now, just to see, you know, it is not Vishnu, it is a, he becomes probably a Vishnu Duta, or he becomes a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord in Vaikuntha. But even to see that four-handed form, what fortune? I mean, can you imagine if we get to see Lord Vishnu, or, you know, Vishnu Duta, suddenly if we get to see, we will faint in ecstasy. Just because they are with Ramanujacharya, they get to see this form. Whether they are qualified or not, they get to see. You know, they asked Ramanujacharya, "My Lord, what is this? You know, we take your Mahaprasad every day, but we don't get four-handed forms. But how this fish got?" Then he said, because this fish had no envy and just pure in the heart. He just took the Mahaprasad and immediately got purified. So, just by being with Ramanujacharya, they have this great fortune of seeing a Vishnu form. Similarly, you know, it is described that Tukaram Maharaj, you know, when he went back to Godhead, he told everybody that I am going to go back now to Godhead. So I am ending my earthly pastimes and I am about to leave now. So let us all come together and do kirtan. So everyone was doing kirtan. And amongst all those who were doing kirtan, some people saw the Vaikuntha Viman coming and taking Tulsi, Tukaram Maharaj, taking him and, you know, going back. Some people, maybe not all saw, but some saw just because they were connected. Now imagine what that does to the faith that is there in their heart. Our faith is very komal, adho shraddha. We are all in adho shraddha. Many of us are still in adho shraddha stage. Sadhu sang bhajan kriya vahi chal raha. That cycle is going on. But suddenly, if we get to see the Supreme Lord in some form, something we get to see, how much it increases our faith. How much it, you know, affects our heart. So this is the wonderful, you know, benediction that all of us have. It's not that, you know, only these great devotees were mentioned in the pages of Bhagavatam. We also have this fortune. Because we are connected with Srila Prabhupada, because we are connected with his disciples like His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, because we have that connection, we get to go to all these wonderful places. Could we have imagined if we were not in Krishna consciousness, if we were not in ISKCON, we would have ever gone to these places, these exotic places that we have gone, you know, Rameshwaram and, you know, Udupi and so many, Ahobilam, you know, and so many wonderful places devotees have gone, have had the fortune of going, seeing the Supreme Lord, beautiful darshan of the Supreme Lord and all the pure devotees. You know, like when we go to Srirangam, when you go to Srirangam over there, you know, so beautiful, all the Sri Vaishnavas, you know, we get to see different flavors of devotees, not just, you know, the ISKCON devotees. See, ISKCON devotees coming from all over the country, all over the world. We see devotees from Taiwan, from Russia, so many people coming. We get to see. Just why? Because we are connected. We are connected to this wonderful Vaishnava who is taking us on all these, you know, yatras. Therefore, we get to see all these exotic, you know, forms of the Lord. We get to see Vaishnavas over there. We get to see Vaishnavas from all the world. And how much it increases our faith.
You know, because if our faith, if we are only doing our service, we are doing our sadhana, if we are not getting regular association, the faith is always a little shaky. But if we see so much power, you know, as they say, there is power in numbers. You know, again, mundane example, but it will give a flavor that, I used to work for this software company called Oracle and SAP also. So every year they have one event in the United States of America. So the first company is to have it in May, the other one has it in October. And in that event, there are over, I think maybe 40,000 people from all over the world congregate there. It is like a yatra only, a major yatra, to know ki what is coming new, what is next, kya technology mein, what trends are coming. They all come there. And for a person who has come for the first time, he is overawed. Oh, these people have so many customers. And just seeing that number of people, sometimes people become overwhelmed and say, okay, I will also become customer. I will also buy what they have. You know? So, just there is so much power in numbers by seeing, you know, so many devotees sitting together and taking prasad, so many devotees sitting together and hearing Krishna Katha, so many devotees dancing together, you know, in the evening kirtans we have in the yatra, you know, some 2,500 devotees all chanting together and Maharaj very powerfully doing kirtan, everybody chant. It is a powerful experience. So, for someone who's come for the first time, for us who have gone many times, you know, we tend to take for granted, ha, theek hai, chalo, one more kirtan. But for someone who's come the first time, it shakes them up from the roots. Pura hil jate hai wo log. Hey, what is this? What an experience. So this is the fortune, which is why we must always be connected with the Vaishnavas. Never give up the association of Vaishnavas, because this is what happens. What happens over here? That the Supreme Lord and His Paramhamsa Vaishnava sages are all coming. So Bhavaloshva sees them coming from a distance. He sees they are tired. And immediately he arranges for them to sit, you know. So a lot of, in this verse, there's a lot of discussion about, Vaishnava etiquette also. What is the etiquette when you see Vaishnavas coming? What to speak of the Supreme Lord coming? How to treat Vaishnavas, how to treat the Lord? Bahulashva gives a beautiful, you know, demonstration of, if at all we are so fortunate that we get the association of a pure devotee like this, and the Supreme Lord, how we should respond? What should be our, what should be our behavior? So here, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that Bahulashva was astonished. What is the meaning of astonished? Astonished means he was shocked, unbelievable, this is not possible. You know, he was astonished to see that, you know, so many pure devotees of the caliber, of the stature of Narada. You know, Narada and Brihaspati are not even from this material planet at that point of time. Narada is rotating everywhere, you know, in the spiritual world, in material world, all planets, he is just roaming, Narada. Brihaspati is who? Spiritual master of the demigods. So he is not even from this planet. So two people are coming from outside. You know, and then there are so many others. There is Vyasdev, there is Sukhdev Maharaj himself, there is Maitreya, there is Parashuram. So, first of all, to see so many wonderful people and see Sakshat Krishna Bhagavan, the one whom he has been worshipping, can this be moved? The Supreme Lord whom he is, been worshipping for so many years, he has the great fortune that they have now come to see him. They have come to meet him. It is said, sadhu sanga sarva shastra koi, lava matra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hoy. Even if we have a fraction of a moment's association of a pure devotee, sarva siddhi hoy. There is, everything is attained. Whatever is of value in this world and beyond is attained by just fraction of a moment of one pure devotee's association. One. Fraction of a moment. And here, so many wonderful souls, you know, such great personalities are manifesting in his home. So he cannot believe it. How is this possible? You know that the greatest of all these sages are all coming in one place. Already is described that he saw that, you know, Shrutadev also had invited the Lord. You know, at the same time, please come to my house for prasad. He knows that Shrutadev is also a wonderful devotee. So Lord could have gone there also. But what the Lord does? Lord divides and comes to both places. And not only he divides, all the rishis also divide. So, you know, it is described that Krishna, for him, nothing is impossible, right? Like during the Brahma Vimohan Leela, how he divides himself, you know, into so many lakhs of calves and, you know, all the gopas. And then he just carries on like that for 1 year. It's not difficult for him. He divides himself into 16,108 forms for his queens. So for him to divide himself in the, you know, rishis is not difficult. So he just divides and he comes. So already he is astonished. Are, mere ghar pe aaye. So as a pure devotee, he is not proud. He is not proud that, oh, see, you know, they didn't go to Shrutadev's house, they came to my house, mere ghar pe aaye. So he is not proud about it. He is probably astonished. Are, he is probably a greater devotee than me, but still my Lord came here. He is astonished. And then so many wonderful people he is seeing in one place, that too along with the Supreme Lord itself. So it is said, you know, we hear this kahavat many times, right? Bhagwan jab deta hai tabhi, chappad phad ke deta hai. He doesn't just give like that, halka fulka. When he wants to give, he just breaks your roof and gives so much. That is what is happening here. Chappad phad ke Krishna has given. He is not just, you know, given some halka fulka, okay, chalo, I'll come. Main akela aata hun, tumko, I'll give you darshan. That is also wonderful. But along with so many, with a galaxy of devotees, he gets to see the Supreme Lord. The greatest fortune that a devotee can ever imagine. Can we imagine if we get to see? What, you know, what will happen, you know? If suddenly for a moment, Gopinath, you know, he comes in front of us and he stands and says, yes, you have been serving me for quite some time. Kya chahiye? Bolo. How can I serve, you know? What do you want? And then he comes, when he comes, along with him, one side Srila Prabhupada is standing, one side your Guru Maharaj is standing, another side the six Goswamis are standing, you know, Brahmaji is standing. Can you imagine? You'll freeze, we won't know what to do, because obviously we are not at that level. Bahulashva and Shrutadev, because they are such wonderful devotees, you know, because they are such pure devotees who have sincerely been serving the Lord all their life, therefore they are able to handle it. You know, if we see the comparison between Bahulashva and Shrutadev, you see Shrutadev is even more simpler, you know, maybe a very uneducated, simple Brahmana, maybe, you know, whatever. So he started dancing in ecstasy, you know, he was not able to control his ecstasy when he saw all these people coming to his house. So he, you know, he took that water, he just spread it all over, you know, his family, but he was in ecstasy. And here, you know, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that Bahulashva was a gentleman. So maybe he was a little more controlled in his reaction to the Supreme Lord, though his eyes were also filled with tears and he was also in ecstasy. But he was, you know, little bit more in control of his emotions. And, you know, the beautiful point that is mentioned, you know, he was astonished to see these people because he realized, you know, because he was, it's mentioned over here, Mahamanaha, the wise king, the intelligent king. Because he was intelligent, he immediately understood. What he understood? He understood that such great fortune is not available for the conditioned souls. That Supreme Lord along with his entire entourage comes to the house of a conditioned soul. He knows that someone who is not 100% pure, there is no chance that the Supreme Lord can come with his Paramahamsa Vaishnavas like this. There is no possibility. It will never happen. He knows it is not by the dint of my devotional service. Maine itna sincere bhakti kiya itne saalon se. Therefore, Lord has come in reciprocation to my effort. Not a glimpse of that feeling is there in his heart. What is he thinking? Oh my Lord, this is simply your causeless mercy. There is no cause for this. I have simply not done anything that deserves this much mercy. This kind of ye chappad phaad ke jo aap de rahe ho, certainly I don't deserve. That you have come all the way from Dwarka just to see me. This is the consciousness of a devotee. A pure devotee for a moment should not think, any devotee, and even a pure devotee for a moment does not think that I am deserving of whatever mercy I am getting. He feels I am most undeserving. Even the speck of anartha that is there in his heart, he feels that it is, my heart is full of this anartha. Even if there is a speck left, and that speck is not even disturbing his devotional service in any way, but still he is able to see it. Because he is pure, he is able to see it. And if you see how unqualified I am, I still have this anartha. I am not able to get rid of it. You know, I must take shelter of the holy name. I must take shelter of the Supreme Lord. I must take shelter of Bhagavatam. So much surrender is there in the heart of a pure devotee. He is only disturbed by one thing. He is not disturbed by anarthas really. He is only disturbed by the fact that why I still don't have pure love for the Lord. You know, and if the Lord comes and reciprocates, he immediately feels ashamed that my Lord, I don't deserve this and still you are giving me this mercy. So the qualification of a pure devotee is when when the mercy comes, he is at once grateful and ashamed also in some sense. Ki, I didn't deserve this, my Lord is still giving. He is so grateful. Not for a moment he feels that, you know, I deserved it. Because this is a reciprocation of, you know, all the sincere service that I have done for all these years. Therefore, what is his reaction? He immediately, you know, for a moment he is overwhelmed. He is astonished that, oh God, what kind of mercy I have received. And then immediately he began to thank the Lord for his causeless mercy in his heart. He said, my Lord, my God, this is your causeless mercy. He's so grateful. He immediately starts thanking. And he doesn't stop there. First, he doesn't get overwhelmed, you know, ki, and just baithi jata hai, goes into ecstasy, you know, and he immediately composes himself and he starts doing what? He starts serving them. Immediately, he, you know, makes a place for them to sit. He washes his feet. It's described beautifully that with great devotion, he washed the feet of all the great lords, right? All of them, you know, he started with washing their feet and sprinkling it. So it is described in the verse that this water is capable of purifying the entire world. Even one devotee's lotus feet, that water can purify the whole creation. That pure, the lotus feet of a devotee is so pure. And then all of them, you know, that water, how potent that water must be. Bhakta pada dhuliyara bhakta pada jal. Bhakta bhukta avashesha tina mahabal. So, you know, we see the pastime of Kalidas, that what faith he had in this, you know, the dust of the lotus feet, or then the water that has washed the lotus feet of a devotee and the mahaprasad of a devotee. What faith he had, amazing faith. So that kind of faith this Bhavulashva has, and he takes that water. It's not described that he drinks it, probably he drank it in private, you know, but he sprinkles it on himself and his entire family members with such faith. So this is how we welcome the pure devotee, by washing their lotus feet. And then it is described, you know, that how in the translation it is described the etiquette of how to welcome, you know, the Supreme Lord, welcoming visitors, welcoming pure devotees. You know, beautiful, it is described over here that, he worshipped all these great lords by offering them first, you know, fragrant sandalwood paste, flower garlands, fine clothing, then ornaments, incense, lamps, arghya. So, it's practically he did a full aarti for all these wonderful people who came. He did an aarti for all these wonderful people who came to his house. So this is the wonderful culture of a pure devotee. When he sees the Supreme Lord, he knows what to do. And another beautiful principle that comes out of this verse, you know, and it says that he worshipped all these lords. So, Sakshadharitvena Samasta Shastra. So, he is actually, the spiritual master is to be worshipped almost as much as the Supreme Lord, equal to the Lord practically. That is how we have to worship. So here, Bahulashva is practically demonstrating that principle. That the spiritual master is to be worshipped as much as the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is there, so he could have, you know, for a moment said, okay, you know, let me first Bhagwan ko dekhta hun, fir baakiyon ko main, I'll come to you, but first let me finish here. Because he is my pranadhana, he has come to give me darshan. So let me first worship him. No, he worshipped all of them equally, beautifully, with the same level of, you know, because our consciousness, because we are all, you know, I'll not say we all, at least I am at that level of a Kanishta where we differentiate between the Lord and the devotees. You know, we don't treat the Lord, we don't treat the devotees with the same love, respect and awe and reverence that we have in front of the Lord. There is awe and reverence when we're standing in front of Krishna. You know, we bow down our head and, you know, we really, in a prayerful mood, we stand in front of the Lord. When we're standing in front of the devotee, kya Prabhu kaise ho? You know, with the familiarity, you know, you're not, well, you don't see them as someone great, you know. That is the level of Kanishta. Starter, beginner devotee. We don't see devotees with that much love and respect. But here, he treated all the sages and the Supreme Lord with the same love and respect. He did not differentiate. And one can imagine that, you know, the Supreme Lord also gave him the intelligence. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogantam yenamam upayantite. So, if we are bhajatam priti purvakam, if lovingly we have been worshipping Krishna for a long period of time, like Bahulashva and Shutadeva were doing, then Krishna gives the intelligence. Okay, now what is to be done? Otherwise, you can get flustered, you can get, you know, bewildered. Are, ab kya karun? Inko worship karun ki unko worship karun? Kya karun? But because he has worshipped the Supreme Lord with such sincere devotion, therefore Krishna who is there, one can imagine maybe he was smiling, you know. Krishna is smiling and seeing the face of his devotee. Because Krishna also must be liking to see, you know, that this devotee is always worshipping me daily with sincere, with a sober face. Now I have come in front of him. Aa gaya samne, to ab, you know, what is his expression? How he gets, you know, for a moment, asa, ashcharyachakit, bewildered, shaken. So, for a moment, you know, Krishna also might be enjoying that scene to see how his devotee is, you know, overwhelmed by the love that he has for him. And then he gives him the intelligence of how to serve. It is very important, this etiquette of serving the Lord, serving his, you know, pure devotees, how to serve. There is a story of Ramanujacharya, again, one more story, in which he said that he wants to visit the, you know, homes of two. He was going to a particular place, and in that place, two of his disciples were there. So he sent his disciples who were with him, he sent them forward. He said that, you know, I would like to just give them notice that I am coming, just inform them that I am coming. So one of them was a rich person by the name Yagnesh. So this Yagnesh, they went first to Yagnesh's house. And when they went there, you know, they informed him that Guru Maharaj is going to come. You know, tomorrow Guru Maharaj is going to come to your house. So we just came to inform you. Moment Yagnesh heard this, he went into ecstasy. He said, oh, Guru Maharaj is coming. Immediately he ran, arrangements, everything, wonderful arrangement has to be made, make a nice pandal, make nice arrangements for prasad, for this, that, sanctify the whole house. Immediately he just rushed into that. And then the devotees came back and, you know, they informed Ramanujacharya that we have informed Gesh, my lord, and he knows now that you're coming tomorrow. He said, oh, that's wonderful. So when you gave him this news, what did he do? He said, my lord, he went into ecstasy. He loves you so much, my lord. The moment he heard that Gurudev is coming personally, He just went into ecstasy and immediately he ran and he started making arrangements. So Ramanujacharya said, that's all right. How did he treat y'all? So they said, no, my lord, he was just so much in anxiety that you're going to come. He just immediately went and he started making arrangements. He didn't, we came back. We also realized he must be, you know, in anxiety that you're coming tomorrow. So we also left from that place. Ramanuja said, okay, now you go to another disciple's home, Varadarya. He is also a very poor person, but he is also a wonderful disciple of mine. So you go to his house. So then the disciples went there. So when they went to Varadarya's house, this wonderful, simple Brahmana, similar like, you know, like Bahulashva and Shrutadev, he was very poor. But when he saw the disciples of, he said, you know, they told him that Guru Maharaj is going to come to your house tomorrow. So moment he heard it, he also went into ecstasy. But he was not just in ecstasy that Guru Maharaj is coming tomorrow. He was in ecstasy that my Guru Maharaj representatives have come today. Now they are there in front of me. He was so ecstatic. Immediately he, you know, with whatever facilities he had, he made them sit down. He gave them some water. He gave them something simple. Some way he honored them and he served them with sincerity. And then with great humility he begged, you know, he said, forgiveness that if I have made any offense, please, you know, and please tell my Lord, tell my Guru Maharaj that, you know, I am waiting eagerly for him. So next day, Ramanujacharya went to that place, but he did not go at all to Bahulashva. He did not go to Yajnesh's place. He went only to the home of Varadarya. And whole day, you know, he was with Varadarya. He spent time with him and he went back and he did not meet Yajnesh at all. And whole day, you can imagine Yajnesh, you know, it is like you have set up a whole reception party, you know, and no guest comes, you know, like a wedding reception. You set up a, you invite 1000 people and the bride and bridegroom don't turn up, you know. it is crushing. He was crushed by this. He was crushed. He was completely devastated. But again, see the quality of a pure devotee. He was also a wonderful devotee, not that he had any pride in his heart. It was just that he made a small mistake. What? In his ecstasy to welcome the spiritual master, he forgot to welcome the representatives of the spiritual master. So what happened? Therefore, spiritual master didn't turn up only. But in his heart, he did not become resentful. He did not become bitter and angry that what kind of Guru Maharaj is this? You know that he said he is coming. He sends his representatives to tell he is coming. And I, in all sincerity, with love in my heart, I prepared. He didn't turn up and he didn't even inform that he is not coming. What kind of Guru Maharaj is this? He didn't think like that. What was his consciousness? Surely I must have done something wrong. Surely I have committed some serious offense. That is why the Supreme Lord has not come to my house. This is like Mukunda, you know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will not see you for 1,000,000 lifetimes. Still, he didn't have bitterness. He is ecstatic. After 1,000,000 lifetimes, Lord will see. So pure devotees are like that. When they see that some thunderbolt has hit, this is a thunderbolt for him. When a thunderbolt has hit, rather than feeling that, oh, see my Lord, you don't even reciprocate with me, his consciousness, I am at fault. You know, and that is why, because he had that consciousness, because he had, you know, no resentment, he had only remorse. He had only, a feeling of gratitude that at least he agreed to come, at least he wanted to come, maybe something came up, he didn't come. So he had only gratitude, he had only remorse, he had only pure devotion in his heart for his guru. Therefore, next day, then Ramanujacharya goes to his house. And again he goes with all his disciples and this time, you know, he welcomes everybody equally and he understands what is the etiquette of worshipping the spiritual master and his pure devotees. So this is a very wonderful pastime, you know, there's so many lessons for us, so much inspiration in it for us, you know, that how we have to also, we are doing our devotional service, we are doing our japa, we are doing
whatever. Some of us are doing deity worship, some are doing preaching, some are doing book distribution, some are doing cooking, some are making garlands. And we are doing the same thing day in and day out, like Bahul Ashwin Shutadev were doing. Day in and day out, vahi kar rahe, roj vahi, you know. But that sincerity is what attracts, like what Dwarkadish Prabhu said yesterday, that, you know, it is unheard that an iron filing pulls the magnet, you know, a small iron filing, you can imagine, iron filing lying here, magnet lying here, normally the magnet, you know, it pulls the iron filing, if it is powerful. Now the most powerful magnet and the most insignificant iron filing, the filing comes jumping across and gets attached to the filing. You know, the magnet comes jumping across and gets attached to this, you know, insignificant iron filing. So if we are also sincere in our devotional service, with no vested interest, with no selfish motives, with no envy in our heart, with no offense in our heart, like, you know, Yagnesh, if with no offense in our heart, if we are sincerely serving the Supreme Lord, then one day, by the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga, hopefully, you know, the Supreme Lord, along with the Guru Sadhu Parampara, you know, they will be standing there with a smile on their face to take us back, you know, to give us their darshan, to engage us directly in their service. So that is the great hope that Srila Prabhupada has given us. That is the great hope that these wonderful pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam give us. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol.